This is Akashvani, the news read by Apu Gapak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today dedicated 18 Pradhan Mantri Bharatiya Jan Aushadhi Kendras at various railway stations across the country. Modi inaugurated these Kendras through video conferencing from Darbhanga in Bihar along with other developmental projects worth over 12,000 crore rupees. These Kendras will ensure availability of affordable medicines at railway stations for the passengers. Speaking on this occasion, the Prime Minister said his government's main focus is on holistic health services in the country. Modi said, "We have five focus points including prevention from diseases, affordable screening of ailments, use of technology in treatment and providing best healthcare services for the well-being of common people." The Prime Minister said 75,000 new medical seats will be added in the next 5 years. He said the government has taken a decision to impart medical education in Hindi and other Indian languages. Modi also said over 1,50,000 Ayushman Arogya Mandir have been opened in the country for economically weaker sections. The Prime Minister said yoga, Ayush and nutrition have been integrated to strengthen health services with promotion of better lifestyle. He said the Ayushman Bharat and PM Jan Aushadhi schemes have thoroughly changed the earlier orthodox system. The Prime Minister paid rich tributes to legendary folk singer Sharda Sinha. In Jharkhand, polling is underway peacefully in different parts of the state today for the first phase of assembly elections amidst tight security arrangements. Over 46% polling was recorded till 1 p.m. 43 constituencies spread over 15 districts are going to polls in this phase. Polling began at 7 a.m. and will conclude at 5 p.m. except at 9:50 sensitive booths in 31 constituencies where polling was concluded by 4 p.m. Over 1 crore 37 lakh electorates will decide the political fortune of 683 candidates, including 73 women. Jharkhand Governor Santosh Kumar Gangwar has appealed to the electorates to vote for strengthening of democracy. After exercising his right of franchise at his booth, Gangwar requested people to vote in large numbers. Voting for the by-polls in 31 assembly constituencies across 10 states and Wayanad parliamentary seat in Kerala is also being held today. These include 7 seats in Rajasthan, 6 in West Bengal, 5 seats in Assam, 4 in Bihar, 3 seats in Karnataka and 2 in Madhya Pradesh. Besides, assembly polls by-polls are also taking place for 1 seat each in Kerala, Chhattisgarh, Gujarat and Meghalaya. Political campaigns are reaching their peak in Maharashtra as various political parties intensify efforts to secure the support of voters. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah addressed a rally in Singhera Dhule district, reaffirming that the ruling Mahayuti alliance will return to power in Maharashtra. NCP SP leader Sharad Pawar launching an attack on the Mahayuti government for downgrading Maharashtra's rank in the recent report by the Economic Advisory Council to the Prime Minister. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge is scheduled to address a rally in Latur, while Shiv Sena UBT leader Uddhav Thackeray will be canvassing in Sawantwadi. President Draupadi Murmu has said that development of tourism not only helps promote our heritage but also creates a large employment opportunity for the youth. The president, who is on a 3-day visit to the Union Territory of Dadra in Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu, inaugurated various developmental projects in the Union Territory including Sports Arena and Zanda Chowk School and Game Zone Phase 2 today. Addressing the gathering, the president lauded the efforts of Union Territory of Daman and Diu and Dadra and Nagar Haveli administration in tourism, education and industrial development of the region. The president also stressed on the development of villages to achieve the vision of developed India. The president also reaffirmed the commitment of the Union government or the welfare of tribal communities. Earlier, the president also visited Namo Medical Education and Research Institute in Silvassa. Later, the president will visit INS Khukri Memorial in Diu. Our correspondent reports that Zanda School Education Hub has been built at a cost of 76 crore rupees and is equipped with the state-of-the-art facilities for nearly 12,000 students. The Supreme Court of India has ruled the executive cannot act as the judiciary in determining the guilt of individuals by demolishing their properties. That's all in this news bulletin. नमस्कार।